It could be more than a year before a new president is in place at Monroe Community College. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, the search for Ann Kress's successor may put the already tense relationship between faculty and college leadership to the test.
The MCC Board of Trustees hopes to appoint an interim president by February and form a search committee in the spring to find the successor to current president Ann Kress. Kress is leaving to become president of Northern Virginia Community College. MCC Faculty Union President Bethany Gizzi says she's feeling hopeful about a change in leadership.
But also, we still have some concerns that need to be addressed.
A year ago, Ann Kress was the subject of a vote of no confidence by the union. It was based on numerous grievances, which Kress denied, including lack of shared governance, violation of union contracts, and an atmosphere of intimidation. In May of this year, the Board of Trustees received a faculty no confidence vote of its own. Faculty leaders accused the board of failing to listen to their concerns. But Gizzi says now there's an opportunity to ease those tensions.
From the union perspective, we are absolutely hoping to get on better footing with the Board of Trustees in terms of establishing that we have and we expect a cooperative labor management relationship, and that the next president will work with the union instead of against the union to support our mutual interests.
Board Chair Barbara Lovenheim said in a statement to WXXI that MCC faculty, staff, and students will be included in the selection of both an interim college president and a permanent president. Lovenheim says she will co-chair the search committee with trustee Alan Williams, and that committee members will be selected by next spring. Faculty Senate President Nada Paris Kane says she has faith that the search will be transparent and inclusive, as previous selection processes have been.
We recognize our role. We're a recommending body to the Board of Trustees, but we are a voice that needs to be heard. And so we expect that the Board of Trustees will do what they have done in the past, which is to engage faculty.
One of the challenges a new president will face right away is declining enrollment. There are 35% fewer students at MCC today compared to 9 years ago. The college points to several reasons: low unemployment, fewer local high school graduates, and changing demographics. But MCC isn't alone. Enrollment is down at community colleges across the country. Still, Gizzi thinks the administration is at least partly to blame.
We're declining at a faster rate, and so there's something about what's been happening here that is different. And I would say that what is different is that we're not listening to the people who work here and the things that we know are effective, and that work for our students and that help them and support them to stay engaged and stay in school.
Both Gizzi and Paris Kane say MCC faculty are underutilized experts in their fields who have often been overlooked in favor of outside consultants when it comes to decision making.
Morale is not good. I think all of those factors kind of coalesce and give the employees a sense of uncertainty.
Kress will be wrapping up her duties in the next month. She's using vacation time starting December 17th. In a letter to the MCC community, Board Chair Lovenheim said the provost and vice president of administrative services will each take turns as officers in charge until an interim president is named early next year. The board hopes to appoint a permanent president by early 2021. And faculty leaders haven't given up hope that this could signal a new era.
You know, we've got a saying at MCC right now, which is that, you know, we want to inspire. Well, we're looking for the next leader to be that kind of person, a very inspiring leader that can bring everybody together.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.